He came from a military club, as I recall, and his first steps were to get in and put hang flowers all over the, or plants all around the place. He kind of disrupted the whole mode.
Where was Jake Tudor?
Jake Tudor was aboard at one time, yeah.
The wishing well.
Yeah. He was a wonderful guy, too. More dapper than most of the other Outrigger members, yeah.
What about some of the characters that were amongst our membership?
Well, you know, there were so many in those days. There was who were they? I saw an old-timer the other day that I hadn't seen in many years. Was Shorty Logston.
Mm-hmm.
He was down for Klein Services, and I happened to see him.
Yeah. You're the first person I've talked to or interviewed since Klein Services. Let's talk a little bit about Klein.
Mm-hmm.
What was your impression of Klein?
Wonderful person. Wonderful person. Major, major contributor to the Outrigger Canoe Club. He knew everything about this club and the way it ran, and he had really a lot of aloha for it. He was a real cornerstone for the Outrigger Canoe Club. There's no question about it.
You mentioned Shorty being there. The last time I think I saw Shorty was in Tahiti. And these years ago, maybe I've seen him once since then. What is he doing now? Do you know?
Well, apparently he was living out on the North Shore. He was with Don Over, and then of course Don Over passed away. So I think he's still living out there on the property. He said. But
what was your impression of the services for Klein?
I thought the services for Klein were outstanding, outstanding. I thought Alan Dowsett did a wonderful job, and it was. Kind of the way Klein would like it. Not a lot of people being involved, but just a few really important, nice things being said. I wish they had said a little bit more about his tremendous involvement in the Outrigger Canoe Club, though, because Klein was Mr. Outrigger, I think.
Did you serve in any of the committees that were involved in the planning for the move?
No, I was not.
You're not old enough.
Yeah, that was before.
You're one of the youngest club presidents I've been. And of course, I was Klein was my right-hand man, so to speak, and I can sure attest to the fact that we would never have had this club without Klein. Did a magnificent job. How many people do you think turned up for that funeral?
Boy, it looked like probably 700-800 people, though, I would think, yeah.
It's a large
crowd.
It was a tremendous, wonderful testimonial.
Mm-hmm.
He suffered an awful lot, and so I think
it was a blessing. Yeah, it really was.
Looking around the club presidents here, did they bring back anything to you? Did they remind you of any events that may have occurred during the term you've been active in the club?
Well, so many of us all were together. Don Avery and Rab and Roy and Bobby Anderson, Thad, we all served together. And of course, Wakey Mist. When I was fortunate enough to be present the first time, Wakey Mist was my vice president and a wonderful man. A lot of heart and thought to the club here, and it was a real tragedy that he was taken down, but he still enjoys the club. I had a nice visit with him on Sunday here. Yeah, he came and
basketball.
I mentioned that we were going to have our past president's lunch in December, and he said that he was going to try his best to be here, remind Martha to bring him, so God willing, we'll all be together again, yeah. But we had of course, Tommy Hain, which I think the picture might be missing, was one of my closest personal friends, and disagreed on so many things. We had such a camaraderie in the days that we served on the board that we could meet, but still we would be able to go to the dinner table and enjoy each other and handling, and there'd be nothing carried over. I think, from what I understand, a lot of the camaraderie is not what it used to be in the old days, when we used to be able to enjoy each other and laugh and joke. And I remember how important those dinners were, because at times I remember on occasion on something that would come up that we felt that we did not accomplish at the board meeting, we would reconvene and conclude an issue right there rather than waiting for till the end of the next month, you know. So it was a wonderful experience serving this club. It's
let's compare the time that you when you were first president with your second term.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have the same camaraderie, or was there?
No. The second time around was very different. There was a few young people involved at that time. There were some very different ideas about what we should be doing at the Outer Canoe Club. There were some factions and little cliques within the group, and you just had to kind of blend it and try to blend it all together. And a lot of times it wasn't easy. It wasn't as enjoyable a term because of just the cohesionness wasn't there like the first time.
Now, you're having served two terms now and still being very active in the club. What do you think what's the future outlook on the club, for the club?
I think the future outlook on the club is very bright right at the moment. I was a very strong supporter and worked very well with Ray Ludwig, and he assisted me tremendously during both my presidencies and all, and I thought the world of the fellow. But I guess at the time for change and to get the club so it wasn't as complacent and just dragging on year in and year out in the same method. I think that with the addition now of John Rader, our new manager, he's opening some eyes. The place seems a little more active. It's bustling, and I think we've got a tremendous future. And obviously, I think our main goal would be to try and perpetuate the club in this location. Any suggestions about moving or trading or swapping or going around the corner to even to the Gobodi thing always left me cold, as we want to, I think, try to maintain and perpetuate our club right where it is. We have this is all encompassing right here.
I want to get your answer to this question. Do you think there's an option at this location that would be better move?
Well, obviously the water and Waikiki, locations can be as convenient around the corner and all, but we sit on a place here where we can view Waikiki. We've got our own private little harbor. The other night when I had guests from the mainland here for dinner and we see our canoes coming in, I mean, how many canoe clubs can you bring your canoe right into the beach and bring them into our premise, have a cheer, and go in and have a hot shower? You know, there's not a canoe club. I don't know, we've got them.
You don't have to pay for parking.
Don't have to pay for parking. Well, we do indirectly, I think, through the dues or what have you. Yeah.
Well, speaking about the dues, have your guests ever asked you how much you pay for your monthly dues?
Often people. And they're surprised that they're so realistic.
Yeah. Reasonable. Yeah.
Of course, now being a senior member, they're very reasonable.
I agree. Yeah. A life member, I do agree. All right, were you on the board when I was proposed to life member?
What year was it?
Oh, I can't remember. No, I guess not. But, oh, nice.
I would have been on the board then, yeah.
I was so surprised. I kept insisting I should have. I wasn't 80.
Were you on the historical committee at the time?
I was on the historical committee. Matter of fact, I was chairman of subcommittee for the selection or recommendation for the life membership. And we submitted two of them. I think I can't remember who the two were. And I was late for the board meeting. The committee meeting. They submitted to the board, and after they submitted to the board, there was another meeting, and so I came in late, and I said, what happened to our recommendations to the board? And they said, oh, they passed, they accepted them. And I said, oh, great. Yes. They said, but then they added one. And they got angry. And I said, who? They said, you.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, it's well earned.
It was really a surprise. Yeah. Of course, it was tremendously pleased and gratified.
That's a tremendous honor. Yeah.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to add to the what we talked about so far?
Yeah, we've kind of rambled on with about everything, yeah. I think this is still one of the greatest clubs that you'd ever want to join in the world.
It is. It's a great club.
I've always said that clubs are, when you join a club, it's not just to hang your shingle on the wall, but you should be joining a club where you enjoy the activities, you enjoy coming down often, you enjoy being a part of it. So many people join just because it's up to their list of clubs. This is our only club. We're a one club family, and wonderful, and it's wonderful for the kids now.
You brought up how are the kids? How's the family getting along?
Family getting along fine. Peter Jr. is teaching at Punahou still, and he's about his 12th or 13th year.
Not that long.
Now. Yeah. Grandson that's about 2 years from becoming a junior member here.
You're kidding.
Young Trey will. He's 8 now. He'll be 9 in March. Yeah, so he's going to be a member right off. I can assure you, if they accept him.
How is the youngster with it?
That's Trey. He's hearing impaired. Uh-huh. And he's got long fine. He's surfing now. Surfs really? With Peter and myself. Yeah,
that's remarkable. Yeah, he's a remarkable youngster.
Yeah, he's coming along fine.
They out of your family. What's your mother?
Mother's coming along fine. She has, you know, she's older now, and she has her good days and her bad days, but she looks fine, and she gets a little confused mentally, but on days when she's remembering things, she's just fine.
Well, she remembers me telling her I interviewed you.
I will do that work. Yeah, sure, she will remember.
Yeah. Well, this has been very interesting.
Yeah, I appreciate the opportunity. Yeah.
If you think of anything that you want to add at any time, let's call it 30 for now, and thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.